Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Is anyone else locked into the ESPYs?
I am
Is
not.
Is it on tonight? Oh, it's on.
Chef Curry hosting. The hilarious Steph Curry.
With a spicy lime green suit on.
I haven't watched it. I saw on Twitter he took a dig at LeBron or something about the finals. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, he got Grant Williams pretty bad. But other than that, it was pretty tame.
Grant Williams?
Yeah. Grant Williams. Yeah, because they beat him. They just beat him.
No, I know, but like... You know, casuals will know who the hell that is.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, he was just sitting there, though. So I think he just called him out.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched the ESPYs. Maybe like bits and pieces. But
yeah, I don't. Yeah, nothing else is on really. So
I know this is like the worst sports night of the year.
Yeah. Who's hosting?
You just missed it, Curry, Chef.
He was the host.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Pretty he's funny.
Good jokes or what?
Yeah, not bad.
He's not much of a personality, so I was kind of shocked at him hosting.
Well, I mean, they just write the jokes, so he just got to put right. on a little act.
But, you know, he talks like, you know what I mean? He talks very, like, kind of like, you know, I can't do the impression. So shouts to, do you guys follow Savvy Amusing on Instagram?
Who the heck is that?
That's the guy. He does the all the audios of like all the
what
NBA players.
Instagram.
He does all the audios of like all the NBA players. Like he dubs them and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That guy's hilarious. But he does an amazing Steph Curry. By the way, a little side note: I watched recently Celebrity Family Feud, the Currys versus the Pauls, Chris Paul.
Oh.
And Ayesha Curry had the great... Do you guys know Family Feud well?
I love it, yeah.
So what's the final thing where they have to... What's that called? At the end there, where they have
to... Yeah, that, like, final round thing?
Yeah, where, you have to get the 200 points. Ayesha Curry
alone
got 194 points. It was the greatest performance I've ever seen. Yeah, amazing. Steph came out. He only had to get 6 points. So
not bad.
Yeah.
Aisha.
Talented family.
Good for her.
Yeah. So, you know, side note, random. But
Survey says.
we pretty much watch Family Food like every night while we're eating dinner. It's on at up here, it's on at like 7:30 every night.
I'm more on the Wheel of Fortune guy.
It's on CBS.
Oh, it's on 2? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 6 up here. But
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's on at 7:30 down there.
I'm more of a Wheel of Fortune guy.
Yeah, it's on before. It's like Wheel of Fortune, Wheel of Fortune, then... it's Wheel of Fortune, then Jeopardy. That's on, I think, NBC, and then you get then CBS at 7:30. It's Family
Feud.
Yeah,
I used to love Jeopardy. Then I realized how dumb I am, so I just stopped.
Yeah, I don't know half the questions.
Yeah,
more than half, actually.
I'll get like 3 an episode.
Yeah, if I'm lucky. Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe if Aaron Rodgers was hosting, I'd watch more. But, yeah. That's neither here nor there. How about that weather, guys?
Torture.
Oh, man.
It's hot enough out there for you?
It's a cruel summer. That's all I have.
I love it.
Pancakes loves the you love this type of weather more than anyone I know, easily.
Yeah.
You love it. You people exist though. I know some people who really, you know, they love it. They love the heat.
What is enjoyable about this, Paul?
I hate the winter the way how like you get a bundle up, you come out, just hits you like a freaking ton of bricks, the cold, the wind. Dark at 4. You can't do anything outside unless you're like a freaking lumberjack in the winter in the woods. This is nothing to do. Summer, I feel like everyone's in a better mood. It's look, I'm looking outside. It's not dark yet. It's 8:30.
I'm with you. Right.
Okay.
No, I love that.
But I don't know. Like I like. I don't know. I live for the beach, so this is the best weather. But it does kind of suck being locked indoors on a day like today.
Yeah. Like I could get with you on most of the reasons why summer is great. It's just yeah, when it's in the 90s and humid, it's tough. There's not too much you can do unless, you know, sit in the pool, right? You know, because even sitting on the beach, this is kind of brutal. I'd be in the water the entire time.
I love it.
Yeah.
If you're working out outside, if you're going for like a light jog, I feel like it really like you feel it like after, like you're sweating a ton. You just feel like you did something.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. I used to hate running in this heat, but now I like it because I know I'm sweating hard. Usually when you sweat, that's always a good thing, right? So, endorphins, baby. Yeah, I like it.
And the cocktails just taste better after.
That's true. Yeah. A nice drink, but definitely the late. I love that it's still light out. I love that. You know, I wish we can have more of that, right? You know. Dark at 4 in the winter is pretty depressing.
Daylight savings. Let's just get into it right now.
just get rid of it.
American debate.
Get rid of it. Put him in the bedroom. You know?
I think they are, no?
Well, what about the farmers?
The farmers.
Yeah, they did it for the farmers. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they should poll the farmers, see what they think, right? You know? Maybe they don't care anymore.
Yeah, screw the farmers. I'm kidding. No, I think it's kind of outdated now. I think even the farmers admitted it too. So
I know. I want to hear the farmers speak. I really want to
get them on
the pod. Yeah, let's for real. Talk to us. If you're a farmer,
call in.
Yeah, reach out. DM me. Do what you got to do. I need to know. But with that being said, you know, cruel summer. It's the NBA. Not too much to talk about today, right? I mean, it's everything's kind of in limbo. Everything dragging, you know, dog days of summer. Not much happening.
This purgatory period reminds me of, you know, when the Giants were out of the playoff picture. I think it was like 2 years ago. And we were just watching Monday Night Football and the advertisements for the Super Bowl were coming on. And that weekend, blinding lights would just come on loop, and Adam just wanted to kill himself every.
Oh man,
I just feel like
I hate that fucking song.
This is what it is right now. We're just waiting for something to happen, and I feel like that song is just on loop until something happens.
Yeah, it sucks, man. You know, you hope to go on Twitter, and it's just like the same talking points over and over, right? You know. Jazz were having discussions about trading Spida before the Gobert trade. Like, who cares? Like, you know.
It's, yeah.
It's tough. And at this point,
I was going to ask you, do you think that Mitchell will be traded to the Knicks, and if so, when?
So I'll go first. I ultimately think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen until like, I don't know. Maybe a month from now, September, right? I really do think it's just going to drag out. I think.
Well, who do you think has the leverage?
That's the big question. That's the big question.
Because Mitchell, 4 years left, right? Four.
Yeah, I think that, believe it or not, I think the Knicks kind of do. Only because, I mean, Spida hasn't come out and said he wants to get traded, right? He hasn't said it yet, at least publicly, but. Clearly, we know Ainge wants to. He doesn't want to go into the season with a disgruntled player and that distraction. So, I think he's got to be more eager to make this, you know, get this done than Knicks or another team would be.
True. That's what,
the only reason why I might say Utah has a little bit more leverage, but I'd say it's probably even. Would be just because if you're the Knicks, like right now, you're kind of bidding against yourself. But there's always like the possibility that some team kind of just jumps in with something.
So I think you just got to watch out for that. So if you're the Knicks, like, just get it done now. If I'm the Knicks, I'm like, listen, I know what this is going to cost. Let's just get this done now. Let's get him in here. That would be my mentality.
Yeah. Juice?
Yeah. It's so tough. I don't know.
Leverage-wise, I think it's even. Because I'll say this. No one's going to offer the amount of picks that the Knicks can. Like, for example, Ainge wants, I heard, 7 out of the 8 available picks that the Knicks can offer. But if you say take away 2 picks, right? Who out there can offer 5 picks or would offer 5 picks?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. Good luck getting a better package than what the Knicks can offer right now.
Right.
But if I'm on the other side of it, I'm going to say the Knicks haven't had a bona fide all-star, star, superstar player in forever, and we have that, and he's available, and he's ready to get to you for the price. So ultimately, I agree, Tony. I think he's going to be a Knick, and I think it'll happen probably like either right before or during training camp. It's just a matter of what the final, like, if the Knicks cave and give him 7,
right,
or 5, or maybe it's 6. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. It's just, how many players does he want? That's the big question for me. Is it more about picks or players? I think it's probably the picks. But does he also want, like, this as many picks as he wants? Does he want the same amount of players? Does he only want 2 players? Like, who, like, you know, what does he want here? Obviously, he doesn't want an RJ Barrett, right? Because then you have to pay him. You know, I don't know how high he is on him to pay, you know, to want to have to pay him max or... I don't know if he's going to get a max, RJ, but, you know, he's going to expect some sort of extension soon. So, but yeah, watching the Donovan Mitchell at Brickley's gym the other day, it's just, yeah, that kind of like, because I've been back and forth on it, and I watched that, and I'm like, all right, this dude's a stud. We got to get him in here.
You know, if you look at the Gobert trade and what they got for Gobert, like the players in that trade, I don't know if they got one even B level prospect. Like the I guess the youngest guy they got was Walker Kessler,
yeah,
who was like an end of the first round center. So that tells me that I think they just want to be bad. So if Barrett makes a leap, number one, you're gonna have to pay him, but number two, he might actually make you good enough to maybe lose that pick or lose that position to get that pick. So yeah, I don't think the players matter as much as the picks. I think if he could take back no players, he probably would.
So here's the thing. If I can give them 7 picks, he wants 7, right? So if I give him 7, can I hold on to Obi Toppin? Can I keep Emmanuel Quickly? Like, if that's the case, then yeah, take 7.
Then done. Know. Yeah, done. I agree. That's what I'm hoping happens.
Yeah, and I think when it finally happens, I think the Knicks are going to keep most of their guys. I think it's going to be mostly picks. That would be my prediction.
That's what I'm hoping. If you want to give him, I mean, obviously, runner-up, MVP Summer League runner-up Quentin Grimes, I mean, I'd love to hold on to him, but if that's the best player we have to get rid of, so be it. You know, give him, Sims, you know.
The issue is, the real issue is, right, if you bring in Donovan Mitchell, and here's the thing, here's the other thing. I think other teams have better packages than the Knicks, but to Adam's point, Utah wants to be as bad as possible so that they can, you know, hit on all these picks and get an early draft pick, right? Get one and then get another lottery or a low pick. But here's the thing. If you bring in Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks, they're probably a 6, 7, 8, 9 seed. Like, you know what I mean? They're not winning the East or even coming top 3. So you have to be left with enough assets to get the next guy. And like I said this jokingly this morning about Anthony Davis, right? Well, what happens in another year? If LeBron's not going to stay in L.A. and that's like a dead-end avenue, he's going to be at the point, if he's going to play the next last few years, he's going to want to chase championships, right? So if he's gone, is Davis really going to stay in L.A.? So, like, we need some, you know, firepower to go get someone like an Anthony Davis, and then that's when you compete for a title.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. With that being said, though, I think you bring Mitchell in, let's say we keep, you know, pretty much all of our guys, whatever. Knicks have so much young talent. Who knows who can take a step, you know, to the next level? What if RJ goes to the next level? He's an all-star. he's all of a sudden like a top, I don't know, top 30 player, top 35 player, you know, like, you don't think that would elevate the team a little bit more, better than a six seed? If that was to happen?
I think they're probably, like, I think the top four in the East are, like, pretty set.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's Boston, Milwaukee, Philly, and who am I missing?
Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
Miami.
Or even Philly, right?
Yeah, you said Philly.
I think Philly, yeah. So I think those four.
Toronto.
Yeah, but I would say with Mitchell, I think the Knicks are probably in that Toronto, Chicago.
I can agree with
like
that.
Atlanta range.
I can agree with that.
That's where I kind of put them. Like, five would probably be, like, a good year, and, like, eight would probably be a bad year. Yeah. But, yeah, I think Josh is right. If you can keep guys. Mitchell's the first move. You know what I mean? Like obviously bringing Brunson in, but grabbing Mitchell, that's the first guy. That's the first domino. Then maybe next year or the year after that, the second guy comes, and then you're right there. So I think it's very important. You just get the first guy, keep whatever you can, hope one of these young guys pops, and then maybe you got something there.
Or,
for us. Yeah.
You know, I know Paul's real high on Julius. If we get most improved player Julius Randle and RJ Barrett goes to that next level, you know, this could be a serious team, I think. Because, you know, if they don't have to trade any of these bench players, they already have a good bench. So, I don't know. I think a lot can happen. A lot can happen. I'm being way too optimistic.
I think if it doesn't happen over the summer for training camp, it wouldn't happen to the deadline.
Oh, that would just be really annoying. Oh, my goodness. This dragged to freaking February.
I think Paul's right. I think the Jazz at that point, if you get to training camp and then the season starts, like, there's no reason for the Jazz to even do it. They might as well just wait.
That would be so annoying for so many reasons, right? Like, us just, you know, here we are in, like, January. Like, so, guys, we think this is going to happen. You know, like, obviously, that's annoying. Donovan Mitchell, I mean, by all accounts, right? He wants to be in New York, supposedly. He's always here. He's from here. So I don't know, man. It's tough. I don't know what's going to happen here.
It's so funny, like, the mental state of, like, being a fan. Like 2 weeks ago, like, you get Jalen Brunson, who it didn't seem like it was even conceivable he was going to leave Dallas, right? And then Knicks fans are like, oh, yeah, we got Jalen Brunson. Great, great offseason. And now, like, this Mitchell thing is, like, changes everything. And now all of a sudden it's, ah, man, we got to, if we don't get Mitchell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just crazy how things change so fast. Like,
it's like being on a yo-yo string.
Yeah.
But Adam, who would you, I'm curious to hear, like, we talked a little bit about it, but who would you rather have on, like, the Brooklyn Nets? Would you rather have Ben Simmons or Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, so the thing with that is if you're the Nets and you go get Mitchell, it's going to cost you Simmons and it's going to cost you whatever you got left in picks. Just to start with Mitchell, probably no KD, probably no Kyrie, and then going forward, no picks. Unless you hit a home run on the KD deal, it's just hard to figure how to get back to contention that way. So that's why I'd lean Simmons, but also just in general, I like the defense. I like the uniqueness of what he brings, the versatility. And I think that at his apex, I really think he was like a top 15 guy. But it's such a gamble because of the mental stuff and the back. So if I had to flip a coin, like, I'd probably just say, you know what, give me Mitchell, like, in a vacuum, because he's 25. I know Simmons is only 26, but, you know, he's been relatively healthy, and I know he's going to show up. But because of the situation where the Nets are going to have to give up picks to get Mitchell, or maybe they trade KD, they get four picks back. Now they got to send four picks out. I think for the Nets, I think just constructing their team, they're better off with Simmons.
Yeah, I think so. And that brings me to, well, first, before we go away from the Jazz and Spida and all that, did you guys see the Jazz team store is listing Donovan Mitchell?
Clearance rack.
75% off for not only Rudy Gobert, not only Donovan Mitchell, but Jordan Clarkson as well. So is Jordan Clarkson,
I would think,
is he on the market?
Yeah, I would think I think a contender would definitely want him.
Right?
Coming off the bench.
Yeah. Maybe back to the Lakers, you know? But I haven't seen any rumors. It was just kind of funny that the Jazz team store had, you know, his merchandise included in there too. So that tells you kind of everything, that they're getting rid of, you know, complete fire sale.
Or maybe it's just a disaster of a t-shirt logo.
Or maybe. I don't know. They were kind of cool. It's definitely something that I think all four of us would probably cop.
It was like a cartoon thing, right?
Yeah.
Almost, right?
Like, yeah, they were like cartoon. Yeah,
kind of cool. Josh, don't you have something like that?
Juice, you have like 10 shirts like that. Shirt. Yeah.
that's right. Yeah, that Josh loves that.
Juice, you have like.
I have a t-shirt. Yeah. I have a Donovan Mitchell Utah Jazz t-shirt. And actually, I have a neighbor who just moved here from Brooklyn who saw me wearing it, like walking around. And he was bugging out because he's from Louisville, actually. Originally from Louisville.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Kentucky.
There you go.
Another thing I was thinking about before with the Jazz, when was the last time they actually rebuilt?
They've always been solid, right?
Yeah, they've never had like a break. It was like they went from like the Stockton era to like the, you know, there's like a little dip, and then like the Darren Williams era, and then right from there it was like the Gordon Hayward thing, and then right from there it was the Mitchell thing. Like,
that's
they
a good point.
Always the playoff team.
That's good. Like, point.
Did it go from Jerry Sloan to Snyder, or was there anyone in between?
Yeah, no, I think it did.
Wow, there was no one in between? How long was Snyder there?
Well, I mean, Sloan was there for...
Forever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But Snyder, he was there, what, 5 years?
Or more.
At least, I think more.
Yeah, so Sloan actually, wow, he was there, like, fairly recently. That's crazy. He passed away, too, didn't he, Jerry Sloan?
Yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Dementia. The Andre Kirilenko days.
Oh, AK-47. Yeah, yeah. Yep, he was a net, wasn't he?
Darren Williams,
Brooklyn net legend.
So yep. Right after Jerry Sloan, they had Tyrone Corbin for 3 years.
Okay,
and then it was Quinn Snyder. Tyrone Corbin, he used to be a player.
He used to be a Hawk.
Yeah, I'd never. Wow, this is news to me. He coached the Jazz for 3 years.
Yeah, from 2011 to 2014.
Huh, that's funny.
So that might have been the only downtime for the Jazz since like 86, like those 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it now. Like, Jerry Sloan's winning percentage was 62%.
Wow.
He won 1,809 games and lost 1,127.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
And then even Corbin was, he won 43% of his games, and Quinn Snyder won 59% of his games.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
They've been winning. They've been winning.
Yeah. Just having, you know, they went to two finals, but couldn't take it home against Dabbles. Is it any more, since we last spoke, obviously, about, you know, the KD, Kyrie stuff, is it looking more like they're coming back? Like each day, like more and more, like they're coming back each day.
The odds got to be going up by the day. Yeah.
It just seems more and more evident that a trade is not going to happen on either side. But who knows? It could just come out of nowhere, you know, like tonight.
So I still think they're both getting traded.
Okay.
The only reason why I say that is because, like, the last we heard from KD and the KD camp was we want to get traded. They haven't walked that back at all. And the only, there's been like a little bit of reporting on the Nets side, and most of it has been we're looking for trades for KD. So that tells me, I mean, until KD comes out or Kleiman comes out or the Nets come out or some like random league comes out that says, hey, well, Kevin Durant's like kind of looking at his options now and he's really, you know, reconsidering Brooklyn. I just don't see them like another, like they last year was such a lost year for them. Like to just come back and do that again and just have to deal with like trading these guys at the deadline. I just don't see it. That's why I think I'm afraid they might just trade KD for like 40 cents on the dollar. But we'll see how it plays out. But I really don't believe that they're going to bring these guys back.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think so. There's no way if one goes, the other one comes. Like it would be both either come back, both go. It wouldn't be one and one.
Right. I think so.
Yeah, it seems like they're a package deal. The only thing I would say is there's no market at all for Kyrie Irving. So it's like, it's, I mean, maybe that's the situation where Kyrie comes back and then they just wait till the deadline to see if somebody, just somebody out there says, hey, if we trade for this guy at the deadline, maybe we can win a title. Maybe that's a scenario, but it's just hard to figure a trade with Kyrie other than Westbrook going to a third team and then maybe get a draft pick out of it.
Right. And speaking of Westbrook, what's going on with him and LeBron? So they're at the same summer league game together, and
I think they had a meeting or something, right?
Well, supposedly him, Westbrook, LeBron, and AD had a call, I guess. But LeBron and I don't know if that was before or after LeBron and Westbrook were at the same summer league game and supposedly did not acknowledge each other at all. Awkward. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Real awkward. So I don't know what's going on there. It seems to me like Westbrook wants out. I don't know. Lakers seem in turmoil right now.
Is there any team that would take him?
Westbrook?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know.
I think somebody just looking for one of those Lakers unprotected picks in like 2029.
Right. Well, the buzz is still the Knicks. They're still kind of floating out there, which I don't see it. I don't see how that happens. But
is that a buyout?
That's probably a buyout, right? I mean, where's the fit with Westbrook on the current, you know, team here? Unless they don't get Mitchell, and then it's Westbrook, Brunson, RJ, Randall, Mitch, which, oh, God, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
So what's the best option for Westbrook?
Retirement?
doing the Iron Man?
I mean, like, I just don't see, like, any contenders wanting him.
A Thunder reunion.
He doesn't strike me as a guy, like, that teams want to be a mentor to young guys.
Right. Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, he's going to kind of get, like, outcast. You know what I mean?
Did you guys see that, the whole split with the agent?
Yeah. Yeah, what's that about?
The agent leaked all that stuff, like, that giant, like page-long description of why they separated.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Anything juicy in there?
Yeah, well, he basically was implying that Westbrook wants out, and he basically said, "Hey, me and Russ are splitting amicably. It was in my opinion that his best interest was to stay with the Lakers and just buy into the Darvin Ham thing, and you know, work on the other stuff, yada yada yada." And so we had a break, basically.
Got you. Yeah, I mean, it seems like Westbrook is just not willing to, kind of like Carmelo, kind of like Melo a little bit, right? He's just not willing to do certain things. Thinks he's better than he really is. Like, I just learned this the other day. I listened to some podcast. He shot 44% from corner threes, but he refuses to take them. So it's like,
that's okay. That's not great.
You know, like, he's just like one of these guys. He's just, you know, selfish, I guess.
Yeah. But,
I don't know. Maybe the Thunder, going back to the Thunder, you know, just having a farewell tour there.
I don't hate it, actually, compared to everything else.
Yeah. You know, Preston.
I think that messes up what they have going with, like, Shai and Giddy and the young guys. Yeah, I wouldn't even
Yeah,
do
that's
that.
True, actually.
Yeah, and
that's
I think a good point. And I think Presti is smart enough guy to know that for sure. I'm just like pulling shit out of my ass here. I really don't know where he goes. It's kind of crazy, right? Like, you know, I mean, John Wall found a home, you know? We'll see how that goes with the Clippers, but Westbrook, it's even worse.
I think he would be able to actually fit in a little bit with the Clippers.
What, John Wall will?
John Wall, yeah.
No, I agree. I'm trying to figure out where, like, what's a good fit for Russ. Would the Heat be a good fit? Like, could he buy in there?
Yeah, if they really,
On a minimum thing?
Yeah, like, could they get him to, like, play defense and, you know, do things?
I could see him just, yeah, kind of falling in line with that culture down there, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Outside of that, I mean, no. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting what happens with the Lakers here, you know?
Maybe Philly with Embiid? Embiid would kind of be able to rein him in. I think.
So back with...
Yeah, but I don't know if him and Harden get along.
Right, yeah, they kind of had a bad falling out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
They had a bad falling out. Yeah, I just don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know where he's going to end up here.
Go enjoy your life, man. Shit.
Yeah, it's interesting. That was pretty cool. LeBron at the Drew League.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, he went off. You know, a lot of people.
How tiny do the courts look when it's not in a huge arena and the crowd is like standing up?
I know, it's crazy, right?
Like the courts are like 50 feet. It's unbelievable.
I know
they're too big. They gotta like expand the court. I feel like it's crazy.
Well yeah, we were talking about that, right? Like, because you know, Wembanyama, you know, and Chet and all these, you know,
yeah,
everyone's gonna be 7'5" and 7'10" wingspan, and you know, eventually, I think Adam, you were saying this, they're gonna have to expand the courts.
Yeah,
these guys are gonna be freaks like 20 years from now. Everyone's gonna be like that. So
yep,
it's nuts. But yeah, that was cool. The Drew League, you know, Drew League, the Rucker, you know, we see like NBA players, you know, show up and show out. I love that type of shit. You know, that was pretty cool. DeRosa, he was there too. He's like a local.
DeRosa.
He's a local South Central LA guy.
I don't know if you guys saw, but Kyrie was supposed to go but didn't show up.
Yeah, yep, yep.
He was at a camp though, right? Wasn't he at a camp?
Yeah, he was. He was at a camp.
He wasn't with Kanye? Was at, like, a camp. Him and Kanye hanging out is just like, you know, in a parking lot with Jaylen Brown. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
So random. Kanye wearing the weirdest outfit I've ever seen. Of course, always.
Of course.
Yeah. So, that's what he does. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I forgot to say, so my condolences on the Summer League Championship game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Heartbroken.
In a way, I was like...
I was rooting for them to lose in a way because I didn't want yes. people to make all these stupid jokes.
I was, you took it, you, Paul, you took it right out of my mouth. I was just about to say that. I didn't want to see the banner.
Because it would have been, we'd be, like, for years, it'd be like on memes, like everywhere, for like for real.
Yeah, like Summer League Champions. Pictures,
I was like, you know what? Oh, I hope they lose, actually.
Like, so. like Porzingis winning, like, the skills competition. You know, he won the skills competition that one year. You know, it's just like, yeah, like, you know. Stupid awards. They would have got rings, like all this. Yeah, you know, it's just like. But also in a way, like, I feel like them winning, maybe Ainge would have looked at that like, and if like Grimes won MVP, like, ooh, I want this guy. You know, like, I'll take him and seven picks. Let's go.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He looks pretty good though, man. Like, I like his little. See, I like his boots.
That's
handle.
The thing. He looks great. Deuce looks great. You know, obviously we love Obi and IQ. Like. In a way, I like want to hold on to these guys, but then I see Donovan Mitchell. You know, the guy averages 26 a game. He's still only 25. You know, I don't know. You want that type of guy?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's tough. It's gonna be interesting where it goes. What else? What else?
Did you guys see the Brunson press conference yesterday with no media? Or
they didn't allow anyone Berman. To ask any questions.
Berman, relax.
And everybody,
relax, Berman.
About that.
Relax, Berman. Did you see Berman from the Post? He like tweeted about that.
I did.
And then Mitch Robinson subtweeted, "Relax, Berman."
Wait a minute. They had a conference and no reporters are there?
Correct.
They won't allow anybody to have questions.
Oh, my God.
It's the Knicks for you.
That kind of shows... I think that shows to me that, like, the tampering thing was definitely real then.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Because maybe, like, yeah, maybe, you know, Berman would have probably asked 10 questions about tampering. Yeah, and they're like, yeah. You know what? Let's just not...
We're better off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they would have asked questions about Donovan Mitchell.
Yep. Yeah. Would you like to play with Donovan Mitchell? Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. That's
honestly, nothing positive would have came out of having reporters.
Right.
Anyway. So.
Right.
It was kind of fine.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah. What else? What else, guys? I mean, there's not much else going on. Obviously, the Suns, they can't really make the KD trade anymore, right? Because they ended up matching.
They can't get the offer. Well. They can't get that. They can't take Ayton and turn him into like Mitchell or some other piece that might entice the Nets. But they can still get there. Like they have a bunch of spare parts that can add together. They can cobble that together to make KD's salary. So theoretically, they could still make it happen. I don't see it happening. I think like Toronto, even at the minimum, could beat them without like Scottie Barnes. So I think I don't think the Phoenix thing's going to happen. But I do think he's going to get traded eventually before the season starts.
Yeah, I somehow think because Miami, for some reason, Miami will not go away. They keep being mentioned. But there's just no way, right? They have to figure something. You know, they'd probably have to trade like Jimmy Butler, right?
So if they put Bam out there, right? If they put Bam out there and find a third team
for Ben.
Either Simmons or Bam, like let's say they move Bam for somebody, and they have that guy, whoever they get for Bam, or if they just send Bam to the Nets and they find the third team for Simmons and then Harrow, you know, Bam Harrow and a couple of picks is. Bam Harrow, a couple picks is pretty good. No,
that's really.
I don't know if they're getting better than that right now.
That's really good. The only thing with that is KD would be tight because like supposedly Bam's one of his favorite players in the league.
Okay.
So that's not like he has a choice in the matter. He's the one that wants to trade, but you know that would he'd probably be pissed like being in Miami not being able to play with Bam. So I don't know how much you'd want like a disgruntled player there. And that's kind of the case for. So I was going to bring this up. Bill Simmons was talking about other potential trades for Donovan Mitchell, and he made some really good points, like with some teams like a Denver or Orlando. But then you think about it, like will he be happy, right, playing in those places? You know, will he be happy playing in New York? Absolutely. But you know, you got to think about that too before you make a big trade like that. You know, will they be happy there?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But with Denver, you made an interesting point, Bill Simmons, about, you know, maybe you send Michael Porter Jr., a bunch of other players, some picks. Like, Michael Porter Jr., if healthy, is, like, a stud. I mean, that's, like, a player you want to start your franchise with. But, I mean, that guy, will he ever play more than 60 games in a season? Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a hard guy to trade for.
Yeah. That back is brutal. You know,
I wouldn't count out the Heat to somehow figure out a way to get Mitchell and KD somehow.
Both
that
of
would
them?
Be just like such a Heat thing to do.
To get both of them?
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, to get both of them somehow.
I really think they're going to get KD somehow.
They would probably have to get rid of both Butler and Bam and Harrow to like get those two, right? And they'd probably have to like wipe out their whole team to get those two. Because I don't know if they have the picks.
I would think so, but I don't know. You just never know with them. I feel like
I know.
Always like in the
I know. I hate it. They're always in the mix. Always in the mix. So summer league's over. Nothing much really happening with trades. Free agency's pretty much over. So NBA, we're pretty much nothing until what, late September? For another 2 months?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's no Olympics, right? You know? Nothing happening.
Yeah, unless there's a trade, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it. Kind of sad, especially because NBA went, right? Didn't it go a little later into last season? And obviously, Dababo, 2 years ago, we had it during the summer. So, but
every time we think it's like quiet, nothing's going to happen, boom, Shams tweet.
Shams, Woj. Yeah, no, and once one happens, one trade happens, I feel like, you know, if like Spida happens, it's ending. You know, then KD, then Kyrie.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's all gonna like start moving. But we'll see. We'll see.
The next big free agent is Shams.
Right. We were talking about this. So he's with the Athletic currently. Where does he go?
The Athletic and Stadium.
And Stadium, right? Which is weird, right? Like, why is he with? Are they the same company? Or I don't know why that is.
Maybe. But like, I was thinking. Can ESPN get him? But it wouldn't make sense for them to pay both him and Woj, right?
They'd have the monopoly.
And supposedly Woj is like, I don't know. You don't. People are scared of him. Like you don't want to like you know, I don't know if he'd work. I don't know if he'd play nice with, like, I don't know how him and Windhorst, like, I feel like Windy kind of like holds back, right? Like, he does that song and dance on First Take. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I feel like he knows shit, but he didn't want to. He doesn't want to say things because he doesn't want Woj to like flip out on him. Or so, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, he doesn't want to step on his toes.
Yeah. So that'd be interesting if Shams somehow went there too. I don't know. It was a good landing place for him, right? Because I mean, Woj was at Yahoo, been there, done that. Like, what's another big platform he can go to?
He had it good with Yahoo, right? Like, well, why not go back there?
Well, wait, was Shams at Yahoo or was Woj at Yahoo?
I think they were both there.
Oh, they were both. Oh, they both were there. Yeah.
Shams is like the protege for Woj, no?
I don't know.
Or no?
I thought Shams just like came out of nowhere.
No. Shams was trained under Woj.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Okay. All right. Got it.
I think maybe Fox Sports could be there, possibly.
Or you know what? The Athletic is big, so maybe Athletic just keep him.
Yeah. Just build. Or maybe go to the Ringer. I don't know.
Who do you like better out of the two? Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't know. It's tough to say, right? They both kind of report the same things, you know. One beats the other by like 5 seconds, you know, that sort of thing. It's tough to say. You know,
I feel like sometimes Roach just does some kind of like he does the bidding for some of the guys. For some of the GMs, like whenever he's talking, I'm always like, when he's talking about the Nets, I'm always like, okay, he's basically just repeating a letter that Sean Marks gave him.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't feel like Shams does that as much. I feel like Shams is more in with, put it this way, I feel like Shams is more in with like the players and agents.
I agree with
and
that.
And I feel like Woj's in with all the GMs. Like Woj has every GM.
Yeah, because Woj is significantly older. So yeah, he's in with like the GMs and the president, you know, yeah, the front office people. And then, yeah, Shams is more players and, you know, the younger people. That makes perfect sense, I think. It's interesting. I would love a reality show, like, following Shams or a Woj or like, the behind-the-scenes shit. I'd love to see that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because we're just waiting.
I can't imagine what their phone's like.
I know. That's another thing, too. These guys, you know, even Shefty, like their phone must never stop. It's insane. Like, I'm on a lot of calls all day, like, with my jobs, but, like, holy shit. That's, like, around the clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not sleeping.
No downtime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of sad. But if they like
it,
whatever.
Yeah, like, if they go on vacation on, like, August 16th and then, like, two guys get traded that day, well, so much for that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Zach Lowe always talks about that. Like, it's like, I'm going to Croatia for 2 weeks. This trade better happen before I go. Like, he's always bitching about that. It's funny. Yeah, it's tough. And then, you know, these guys are at Summer League, right? And, like, they're not watching the games at all. They're just schmoozing and talking with people. Like, whoa, you saw Woj talking to Rich Paul and, you know, God, I'd love to be a Mark. Fly. What are they talking about, you know?
Yeah. What's this, the Toronto? Yurgery?
Yeah. Oh, I saw Marks and Masai. They left the room. They went under, like, bleachers. I was like, oh, man, this is going to happen. And then nothing happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd love a reality show on this stuff, but we probably will never get it. At the minimum, we should get, like, a Hard Knocks for the NBA. I don't know why that hasn't happened yet.
For sure.
That's a sin. Like, why has that not happened? We've had Hard Knocks for years and no NBA version. It's weird. I don't know.
That's true. That's a good idea, Tony. Maybe you're onto something.
But it's not even like it's not like I invented the wheel here. I mean, this is like a no-brainer, I feel like. Why hasn't it been like implemented at all? It's weird.
They've done stuff during the season. I think the Denver Nuggets had it, but it's like a season-long thing. It's not as like concise and compact as like 4 episodes or 5 episodes of Hard Knocks. And it's not as, it wasn't nearly as interesting or fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, I know, like, Amazon, they have that All or Nothing. I think they have, like, hockey ones, other NFL teams, college football, like Notre Dame, Michigan. So, yeah, that would really, I think people would flock to NBA big time.
Oh, yeah. Because NBA, I think, as far as, like, Twitter engagement and just, like, rumors and this and sources, you know, NBA is, like, the king of that. So I just feel like some behind the scenes shit like that would be great.
I would check it out.
Yeah.
I would check it out,
yeah,
for sure. Well,
depending on the team, but yeah, that would be awesome. I mean, every team has interesting players now. That never used to be the case
growing
up.
I think it's more of like,
you know?
I think it's like more of a star league too, right? Like,
yeah.
People compared to like NFL.
What team, with that being said, what team, let's go around the room here. What team would you want to see on a Hard Knocks version of the NBA? Like more than any. Not your own team.
I think I want like a crazy coach or like a really engaging, like fun coach. It's tough.
With what's going on with the Lakers right now, maybe them.
Oh, that would be, yeah. That would be definitely probably a number one with the buses and everything. That would be a really good one.
I'm sure the Miami Heat is always intense with, you just got a lot of characters like Spoelstra, Pat Riley, Jimmy Butler's insane.
That'd be a really good one. The Sixers, I feel like, would be a good one. Embiid, Harden.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my Miami pick.
Nuggets. I feel like Jokic, Murray, those guys, Porter, I mean, characters. I don't know. Who do you think is like the most, like, biggest personality coach-wise?
Biggest personality coach-wise. Popovich, maybe?
Yeah, he'd be up there.
You know? Steve Kerr. Yeah,
that team is so dull.
He would never do it, though.
No, he would never do it. But he's obviously an interesting character. Steve Kerr, I mean, Steve Kerr is kind of like a politician at this point.
I think the Bucks would be fun. Giannis and his brother. Budenholzer,
yeah, that would be good.
Budenholzer with his stupid face like throughout the
thing. Coach Bud. Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to go Philly with, I think, Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
You got Harden, Embiid. Like, just right there, those three.
Yeah.
That's enough. That's enough for me.
That's what I'm saying,
PJ Tucker. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I feel like Philly would be a good one. Obviously the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie, Simmons, KD, you know, Nash.
I don't think I'd watch it.
What's that?
I don't think I'd watch it.
Be too depressing, yeah. Or the Knicks watching Thibs just like yell at all his players in practice.
Ice!
Yeah, that'd be fun. All right, guys. What else?
I hope he's eating some salads this summer.
Didn't look like it at Summer League. He's like plumpier than ever.
He couldn't walk. Yeah. If you watch him, he was like... He
waddles.
Yeah. He waddles. He doesn't walk. It's not good.
It's bizarre for someone who works with like people who are in like the best shape, like, you know, or some of like the biggest specimens on the planet. And he looks like that. It's kind of bizarre, you know.
How old is Tibbs?
He's in his 60s. Yeah, he's older than you think.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
He's in his like mid 60s, I think.
And I think he just like he's in the facility all the time, right? He doesn't go home. Like,
yeah,
he's just.
I don't think he has a family. He just like lives and breathes basketball. That's it.
Might be a serial killer, that guy.
He might be. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised. But yeah, NFL training camp next week, right? Is it next week or 2 weeks from now?
I think teams already. Well, the Bills, right? Raiders have already reported.
Okay, I think the Jets did too.
I think the rookies did, yeah, or something like that.
Okay.
So. Did you guys start doing fantasy rankings yet or no?
Nah.
Soon,
it's coming.
I don't do.
Yeah, I got a couple emails already.
Yeah, I don't really do the fantasy thing.
Oh, you don't do it?
Some years I do. Like, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago I did. And, it was fun for a few weeks, but it drives me crazy, ultimately.
Honestly, Tony, I'm with you, man. I think fantasy, like, ruins football for me.
Yeah, it's tough because I'm already. Like, you know, I do the Pick'em League, so I'm watching each game, obviously. I picked every game or, you know, I'll bet on a game here and there, you know, whatever. But then I have to, like, follow my players. It's just too much.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's really fun. I get super into the draft. But the thing is, like, there's so much money that goes into it, and you're so invested. And then when your guy gets hurt...
That's the thing.
Like,
yep.
I get angry. I get so, like, it ruins my day if my fantasy team doesn't win. And I'm like, what am I so angry about? Like, what the hell is this? Is a game. Like, it's supposed to be fun. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I
yeah, I don't like it either. I just do it.
Yeah, you could be undefeated. You get to the playoffs, your best player gets hurt, and that's it. That's it.
I like doing the draft, and then after that, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's frustrating.
There's so much hope. There's so much hope and positivity, and then nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, yeah, it's brutal. Matthew Berry, you see, leaving ESPN.
Crazy. Is he? Really?
I wonder.
Yeah. That happened.
Who will pick him up? He's gonna get paid. He's gonna get paid by someone.
Yeah, maybe
he's a big follower.
Maybe the Athletic.
I didn't know that. I love his. Like every year, he does the draft day manifesto where he writes this long story before he gets into the fantasy aspect of it. He like talks about like family or something else, and it always ties into like what he's about to say about football. It's pretty good. It's a good
read. Oh yeah, I think he's great. He's a great writer.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh wow, I didn't know he left.
That's yeah, good. it was like a few days ago, I think, or like a week ago. Yeah, I don't know where he's
I'm
going.
Sure, like, he's good and stuff, but like, if everyone's like following his picks, shouldn't you, like for the FanDuel Daily, like, shouldn't you, for like whatever the players that he hates, shouldn't you just pick all of them and then you probably
he doesn't. I mean, I've followed his stuff for years. He doesn't say anything riveting. Like, his main thing is like, minimize risk. Well, shit, that doesn't help when my running back goes out with a torn ACL. Like, that's risk, right?
Yeah, he gives you. He'll be the tease. Like, I'll give you six guys I like, six guys I kind of like, and then six guys I don't like, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him. Nice career. That's a nice gig he's got. Good for him.
He started his own fantasy app, and he's got all this stuff. I think he's doing well, so he's not gonna be hurting or anything.
Oh no, he's.
Yeah, he's gravy. He's gravy. Yeah. I don't know where he's going, but he's good.
So, I have a huge announcement.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, what were you holding back here?
So, big announcement coming from me and all my fans. After careful consideration, I've decided to do what's best for my friends and myself and my family, and I'm joining LIV Golf.
Wow!
Yeah, I'm going.
No shame.
I'm going next Sunday to the final round of the LIV Golf at Bedminster. Trump,
Donald are you going? Trump.
Bedminster, yeah, Sunday.
Great to have you, Jess. We've been waiting for you. Great time.
Great American.
Was that an expensive ticket?
I think it was like. We didn't actually get the tickets yet, but we're going to get it. I think it's like me, your brother, I think maybe Casser. But
okay.
It's like $275, but it's like you got open like field passes, unlimited drinks, and food.
Oh, that's cool. That's not bad at all. That's not bad.
Is nice. That Trump impersonator guy going to be there?
Who?
The Trump impersonator?
I don't know.
Oh, the guy that's ripping on a...
I heard at the last event, though... They had like crazy, like a lot of protesters, and like the 9/11 group came and was protesting. It's like a big deal. It's like, I don't know.
Shit. Damn. When's that?
Next week, I believe. Not this weekend, the weekend after. Oh, okay. It's in Bedminster, which is like 45 minutes away from the city at a
Trump's airport. Trump has, he's got a house there.
All of his, I guess he's very good friends with Greg Norman. So, because I think all of these tournaments are at Trump courses. They're all at Trump.
The old PGA guard is completely against this, right? For the most part.
Yeah.
It's been weird.
But the thing is, though, I don't understand why they just don't, like, the company that runs LIV, why don't they just buy the PGA?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's...
If that's what they're trying to do, right? If they're just trying to buy each individual golfer... And the PGA can't keep up and pay these guys, and guys leave. Why don't they just buy the entire? They could literally buy the game of golf.
Yeah,
is that kind of how this is going to end? You think? Like, eventually, everyone's going to go there, no?
Yeah, I don't. Besides Tiger, I don't know what's going to happen unless they kind of come up with some kind of collaboration. Say, hey, some guys could play for you guys. They can also. It should be like co-mingling, like. You can play on both leagues if it makes you happy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because there's been like competitive leagues for, you know, the major sports like forever, like USFL,
Yeah, there's been a million of them, and nobody's been able to pull it off the way that these guys have. It's really unbelievable.
The thing is, everybody can say whatever they want about, and this is totally my opinion. They can say whatever they want about how it's not moral and this and this. If somebody comes to you and says, "Here's $150 million, and we want you to play a couple of golf tournaments and show up at a couple of events," like, that's generational wealth. You're gonna go.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
You're going.
Is
and perfect example of this, like, the big rumor now, I think Paul was saying at the beginning of it, is Cameron Smith, who just won.
I was about
to
ask.
The biggest tournament in the last, like, several years. He won the 150th Open, where golf was created in Scotland, St. Andrews, right? Biggest tournament. He wins it. So now he's exempt forever. For he'll always be invited to the Open because he won it. And then I think for the next 5 or 6 years, he can play at the Masters. He can play at the U.S. Open, the PGA, all this stuff, right? So if Liv was rumored to say, like, here's 110, come join us. Now I think that number will go up. Like, why wouldn't he go? Because now he could just play Liv and then play the main tournaments. Why does he have to go play the John Deere Classic or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. So, like, when the tournament you're going to, like, who will be there?
Well, they have a bunch of guys that they signed right now. Here's the thing. Like, none of these, I think, this is my opinion. I was telling, you know, a bunch of our golf buddies, I don't think anybody is good on Live Tour. They're either old or they're washed up, or they're not even that old, but they're just not good enough to keep up with the young guys that are really, like, killing it right now.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, Dustin Johnson will be there. That's a big name that people know. Bryson DeChambeau will play. Like, Brooks Koepka is the other big name. But those guys, like, can't compete with the really good golfers now, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this on TV? Like, what's
no,
going on?
That, I think you can only watch it on maybe YouTube or something. I don't think they have a TV deal.
Oh, wow. So
is this, like, just straight up money washing? Like,
will it be on Truth Social?
I don't know.
I feel like the people that are against it, like, it feels very old man yells at cloud to me. Especially, like, a guy like Tiger Woods, like, for him to say you shouldn't do this when he's already made over $1 billion.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah,
it's just so silly.
I know.
Like, oh man.
Oh no, I'm happy for the players. Like, I think it's good. Like, whatever, get paid.
And but at I'm, the end of the day, like, everyone.
How exactly is Liv making money?
So they're run by the Saudi, like, the oil group, right?
Yeah. Right. And so what I'm saying, I feel like it's a huge money laundering thing.
Yeah, and
I, like, think they, so.
revenue for them is, like, trillions every year. So it's like, this is, like, nothing for them.
Yeah.
It's more of a hobby for them.
Yeah.
This is just like, like, we are taking but over golf.
At the end of the day, like, when these protesters show and, like, they're acting crazy, and it's like, these guys are just playing golf. They're a bunch of nerds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
like, why are you attacking these guys?
Yeah.
Oil, golf, they're gonna get the rent next, I guarantee.
But yeah, like, we always think of, like, Bezos and Musk, like, oh, these are the richest guys in the world. No, it's these, like, Saudi oil tycoons who have,
oh yeah,
like, trillions, like, literally, these princes, and it's infinite money. Yeah.
It's just, I find it funny that, like, all these sponsors are now dropping the golfers. But all of those sponsors have, like, holdings and money overseas in the Saudi, like, regime and all that stuff. So they're hypocrites. Just like, I don't know.
To me, it strikes me as more anger about a change in the way the golf is consumed versus, like, a moral thing. I think the moral thing is kind of, like, just what they put front and center.
Yeah,
But in reality, it's just, hey, this is our thing, PGA. It's got tradition. It's been around since the beginning of time. So you guys come in here. These people come in here, and they take over the. It just feels like people that don't like change. Essentially, is what I'm trying to say.
You know, like, And another thing is, like, Cameron Smith just won the biggest tournament in the last several years, right? He won the 150th Open at the most famous, oldest course in the entire world, right? His purse was $2.5 million. Like, that's it. Like, I know it's only 4 days of work, but he won $2.5 million. Now, if another company comes and says, we're going to give you $150 or $200 million, he's going to take it.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
He's going to take it. Like, why wouldn't he take it?
Yeah.
It's crazy how much sports are changing now. Like, PGA is going to go different. College, obviously.
College athletes are making millions now. I mean, the top end college athletes.
Next year, I think baseball, they're doing like, I think they play every team now. So it's kind of like everyone plays the same schedule. I'm sure NFL is going to change. I bet there's going to be a couple more.
NCAA divisions are gone.
Yeah.
Right? Conferences are going to be a thing of the past.
Along the conversation about like compensation in sports, this is pretty funny. So I don't know any, like, I'm not your baseball savant, but this guy, Juan Soto, right? He rejected a $400 million deal. And everybody's like, holy shit, $400 million, right? But it was over 15 years. That's like $29 million a year. So he was making like that's like Anthony Simons money.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Wall made $20 million more to sit out last year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Unreal. John Wall stealing money.
Damian Lillard's going to be making 60-something million when he's like 38.
Yeah, it's essentially double what Juan Soto would be making per year.
The NBA salaries have gotten like dumber than the MLB contracts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing with the MLB, though, is the contracts are so long. Like, do they ever work out?
Never.
Like, if you sign this guy for 15 years, like, when this guy turns 30 and he's got another 8 years left on his contract, is that really going to work out?
I know.
Like,
never does.
Impossible. Never does. They're stupid, yeah. But the NBA ones, it's crazy. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Insane.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the NFL, like, you got to be, like, looking at these, like, a middle reliever on the Padres makes more than me, and I'm a pro bowler.
Yeah, I'm getting concussions and, you know, putting my, like, life on the line every day. Yeah, it's stupid. Harden just took a discount. Oh, $34 million a year.
A discount.
Yeah, $34 million a year discount. Stupid. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, here we are, a bunch of broke bitches.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Derby was
good. Catch a little bit.
I followed it on Twitter.
Good. Yeah, that's what I did.
I know Pujols showed out. Did he end up winning? Who ended up winning?
Soto.
Oh, it was Soto. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know people were going crazy over Pujols. I didn't watch any of the MLB stuff. It's not into it. I don't know. Not into it. But, yeah.
What about the Jeter doc?
Oh, yeah. The captain. That started last night, right?
Yeah. I
got to watch it. Yeah. 7-part series.
Is it going to be really boring?
What is it? Every Monday?
No, I think every...
That's a good question.
Well, was it last night or Monday?
It was Monday. After the Home Run Derby.
Okay. So, yeah. I guess it's going to be like how the Last Dance was, maybe?
I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to watch it. I keep forgetting about it. But,
no,
yeah.
my question was, is it going to be boring?
Nah. I mean...
We'll see.
Do we need 7 episodes for Jeter?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it might be a little too much. But if they give us some behind-the-scenes shit that we never knew about, you know,
I guess it'll be cool.
You know, maybe like a beef with A-Rod or like his stuff that he did outside of the game, you know, all the women he dated. You know, if we get some of the juicy stuff, I'll like that. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Sure.
Is Jeter the most overrated athlete of all time? Like, think about it. Like, Michael Jordan had one, Tom Brady had one, and then the third guy's Jeter?
Well,
like, he never won MVP.
No, I know, and this is such a big debate, right? But, you know, winning player, he's got the championships, he's got the looks.
No, I like Jeter.
Shortstop.
Yeah. I'm a Yankee fan.
So. Yo, shortstop for, like, the most valuable, you know, sports franchise in the world. You know what I mean? It's just like, but you're right. Like, if he played for, like, you know, the Royals or the Padres or something? You know, would he, you know, the Diamondbacks? Would he be the same guy? Probably not.
I saw it today, though. He had 3,400 hits, the most ever for a shortstop or something.
Oh, no. That's pretty good. He's got crazy stats. I mean, yeah, he's got some crazy stats.
But, yeah, like, he was never, like, really in the MVP conversation.
Never, yeah.
Team was loaded.
Like, A-Rod was better. Right? Yes. I know like, all that nonsense, but he's definitely a better player.
Jeter was just a solid player. You know, always did the right thing, right? He was never really in trouble. Other than his dating. You know?
Yeah.
So, but the whole thing with the Marlins, I mean, I hope they talk about that on this doc. I mean, that was a complete disaster. So, you know, he's not all perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
He did give the Yankees Stanton, though, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Thanks. Yeah. Stanton killing it this year.
Yep.
So, yeah, definitely check that out. But, all right, guys. Anything else? Did we get to everything?
I need a new show, for real. I say every week, but give me something.
The bear. Did you start the bear?
Oh, not yet, no.
Yeah. Gotta watch that.
What's that on?
Hulu or FX.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you have like FX Demand or some
sports. Hulu.
Or Hulu, it's on. Katie and I we started Lost. Which, Juice, you watched,
love
right?
Lost. Yeah. I love Lost.
Yeah.
So, I heard great things about it. I remember Josh talking about it.
Yes.
I heard the ending. Obviously, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I already know.
About it.
Yeah, but...
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's good so far. I mean, we've watched...
The first two seasons are incredible. And then after that, it changes.
Yeah, I've heard. Awesome. Yeah, I can't even imagine... Watching it now, because we're like 8 episodes in... I'm like, how the fuck did they do, like, was it like 5 seasons, 6 seasons, Juice?
Well, like, yeah, the crazy thing is, it's 24, 27 episodes each season.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insane. Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Does it turn into, like, Lord of the Flies or no?
I can't spoil it if Tony hasn't seen it or anything. I'll let him watch it, and then we can talk about
it.
But really, when you think about it, right, the first two seasons are 48 episodes. That's usually like 4 seasons or 5 seasons.
I know.
But it's incredible. Like, the first two seasons are worth the watch. It's amazing.
No, it's definitely, it's very entertaining, especially for like a network TV show, you know, because usually I like HBO or, you know, Hulu, Showtime, whatever. So it is good for a show that was on network TV, but yeah, it's just, it's a lot of episodes, so it's going to take a while, but you know, fuck it. You know, there's not too much else on I want to watch right now, so.
Are you guys going to watch the Game of Thrones prequel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. I never saw Game of Thrones either. I should probably get on that.
Oh, God. But, so I famously watched the entire series in the summer of, I think it was 2017.
No, I think it was later. I think it was like 2019.
No, because I was still at the Lake Peekskill house when I watched it. So it was 2017 or 2018.
Yeah, you watched it in record time.
Like, yeah, I watched. I think I did watch it in like a month or maybe a little.
I don't know. I was like, I remember telling you, like, Tone, you should probably like talk to your wife or eat something.
I was going ham because I was trying to catch up. Because the final season, I think, was on, right? And then I did. I caught up. It's an amazing show, and it was amazing to watch it like that. The prequel is about the Targaryens, right, Juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Which is probably the family I'm most interested in, because of the dragons and the fire and all that. So, yeah. It's like the nerdiest sounding thing.
The magic.
the magic and the dragons.
The fire and the magic.
Oh, my God. Wow. I sounded such a nerd alert.
I couldn't get into it, man. I tried.
Oh yeah, we kept giving Paul shit for not watching it. Yeah,
That was hilarious.
I don't know.
Oh well, but you watched Paul.
Maybe
didn't
I'll try
you watch
to catch up.
Paul? Didn't you watch like the final season though?
Yeah.
Yeah. You watched like the worst season, but there was like 2 episodes in that season that were incredible though. So
the fight.
Yeah, the long night or whatever it was called, the darkest night, or that episode's incredible.
Yeah,
that's like a top 5 in my opinion. But
Mitchell is coming.
Yeah, that was crazy, that episode. But all right, good stuff, guys. I don't know. We may have to like skip a week coming up because there's just like nothing going on the rest of the summer.
I know.
Yeah. Let's see how it plays out.
We'll see how it plays out. You know, definitely, you know, there could be an emergency pod that pops up. You know, that may have to happen if this KD or Spider trade happens. So, yeah.
Spider.
We'll keep checking Twitter.
For sure. Go Knicks. Go Yankees.
I deleted the app.
Take care. Go Mier.
Oh, yeah. By the way. Oh. Yeah. That when Twitter was out for those 20 minutes, life was weird, man.
Yeah. What was that last week, right?
All of us were like, it was like for real. Like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Is your app working?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Love the Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Here's to hoping Twitter doesn't collapse again. Take care. Go Mier.
You're welcome.